Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, fire up that grill or smoker, get out in your neighborhood and create some grill envy. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. And it is the weekend, so it's the Grilling Guys. You're tuned into the right station right now because we have some fun coming up for you. And Jop, I know you've had a great week. I've been texting you all week. I got to see you back for the fireworks. We can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But what else cool? Did you grill anything cool this week?
You know, I did, and I had a little bit of fun with it. We had a bunch of people over, and I did chicken three different ways on the grill. I did it on skewers, and then I actually did some offset cooking on the gas grill for some legs. I hung them from one of those racks, like you do chicken wings, only they were the actual legs, because for crepe's sakes, they're cheaper now. You pay $2.29 for chicken wings, and you pay 89 cents for chicken legs and get three times the meat.
Not if you keep talking about
it. Right, yeah. Exactly. And then I just did some plain old grilled chicken with some barbecue sauce on it. But, you know, Yardbird, good stuff in the summer. Everybody loves it. And just a little variation, you know, one, two, three different ways so that everybody had something.
That's a great point. People almost, no matter what people like or don't like, their do's and don'ts, everybody eats chicken.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Should be the American bird.
You want to peel the skin
either.
Off it. You want to leave it on. Doesn't matter. You know, I like the thighs and the legs because they tend to stay a little juicier than a breast
does.
I'm
just glad it's not our national bird.
Right.
So we couldn't eat it.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving. And we'll get into the kayak story later.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I have been, I was lax for about a week. I had so much going on that I wasn't going to the gym. But I got back into the Snap Fitness routine, so just one or two days back, and I can't tell you the adrenaline rush that goes through me when I walk through the door. Swipe my badge, walk in, and that tired fat boy that's just dreading going there, all of a sudden it's like my headset's on, I'm getting pumped, I see all these guys running around grunting and sweating, and it's like, all right, I'm getting at this. And just a few days, you're right back into the groove. So if you fell off the wagon, get back in there. Go to Snap Fitness. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, speaking of falling off the wagon, a little bit later in the show, we've got a guy named John O'Connor from Long Road Distillery.
Oh.
And this guy is making spirits like I've never tasted before. I mean, this is smooth as your baby's butt or maybe your hard abs now from going to Snap Fitness. But either way, we're going to break some of that down. You're not going to want to miss that because, holy cow, is this stuff smooth.
Next week, I am headed to the American Legion Post in Grand Rapids. I'm a new member up on the Beltline, Post 311, and we're having
dollar beers.
This is more of a social club. It's not like a bar that's open all the time. It's kind of philanthropy and doing things for vets. But they're open once a month. We have a meeting once a month, and we're having an all-star game cookout. So Tuesday night, I'll be there throwing down the grill, giving all these boys a break. They're dying for some new blood in there because their knuckles are pretty scorched. So
right.
They were happy to throw me on the grill.
Place for you.
But, you know, the big thing I'm looking forward to is in August, I'm working like crazy on my house.
Right.
And in August, my daughter Emily's coming home with her husband Matt and the twins.
Right, new grandchildren, yeah, your first grandchildren.
I'm going to get to see my little granddaughters. So we're having a massive pool party, and I'm going to be cooking for a couple hundred people, so I'm going to need your help.
Sounds like I am too. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But no, that's good because I always love to see your family when they get back into town, as well as who can't go to a pool party in Barbecue Bob's backyard without eating well and drinking even better. So
yeah, you'll do both
well. It should be a lot of fun. So let me tell you about the drink that I fell in. over the weekend because this story is goofy.
Okay? No, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's okay. Classic Jop. Is what right. This is.
So we get this wild brain idea that we want to go kayaking, and I don't own kayaks. It's been since I was a kid since I've been in a kayak, but how hard can it be? Low center of gravity. You aren't going to dump. It's all good. So we decide we're going to go up the river. And we've been told that we got to do this bridge-to-bridge tour in West Michigan here on this river that's called the Flat River up in northeast Kent County.
Right by my house.
Right. So we start driving, and we think we know where the upper bridge is on the river. And lo and behold, we drove right by it, and we ended up in this little town called Belding. And, hey, there's a park right beside the river.
We'll there's a bridge.
Right below the bridge. We'll just put in here. And so we think that, you know, somebody told us to be a couple hours. We knew we were a little farther up the river, but you know, not too bad. Well, we get into this thing. 3.5 hours later, no water, no food, no beer, no sunscreen, because we thought it was just going to be a little couple-hour trip. We come into this big backwater above the dam in the river.
Was Michelle calling you Skipper?
Yeah, right. She was calling me something, but it wasn't Skipper. But anyway, we get down there, and it's an hour paddle against the wind with no current. Prior to getting to this backwater, we were in the current. It's kind of easy little cruise, right? But we think, man, hey, we're here. Oh, no. The dam's only about halfway. What was supposed to be a two-hour trip turns into about a six-hour trip, smoking burnt. To a crisp, I am.
3 hours tour.
Yeah. And the best part is I get to the dam and there's a little portage dock where you're supposed to get out and haul your kayak over. Well, the water's so damn low, this portage dock is at least 4 foot off the water. And now I'm thinking, well, man, I got to stand up in this freaking kayak. And nope, I'm not doing it. So I go over to the side.
Hold on, time out. Mr. Producer, Brian Fongers is the wizard at the big board today. Now, Brian, I want to paint you a picture. When you were a kid, did you watch Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead, John. Yeah.
So anyway, I go, now I'm going to make my own portage spot because you can't get up on a dock. It's 4 foot above the water. And lo and behold, I'm dragging the thing out. I slip and fall under mossy rocks. I end up in the water, flood my kayak. I'm grunting like a hog trying to get that thing out of the water. And I finally, 20 minutes, you want to talk about unfit, dude? I need some snap fitness.
You want to talk about a battered girlfriend? Yeah. I bet Michelle was just shell-shocked.
So anyway, long story short, 6 hours, we got done, and it was about the last 2.5 hours. The last thing I wanted to be doing was kayaking, but man, did I make a big mistake.
Hey, Jop, did your girlfriend have to carry you out of the water?
Right, on the dry land? She was screaming, though, because we didn't have phones with us either, because we thought it'd just be a couple hours, don't want to be bothered with them, get them wet or whatever. Yeah, so she's like panicking because I literally do the Nesty plunge off the edge of the dam, and she's worried about me hitting rocks and all kind of. Oh, shit. It was a mess. It was a mess, dude.
Man, a YouTube moment that was uncaptured.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, happy holiday weekend. Right,
yeah.
You know, right. I think it's probably better for the show ratings that's not a video anyway, because we want to we want to preserve your godlike status as a grilling guy.
Right, yeah. Well, not a kayaker. I'm gonna go there. So anyway.
You know, you didn't call me.
Right. So I spent the rest of the that was Sunday morning we did that. I spent the rest of the day Sunday and all day Monday just in agony because I was burned to a crisp. It's blistering up and peeling now, and it's just a mess.
And you call me all the time.
I know.
And I've kayaked that a bunch of times. Well, I've even got the kayaks.
You know,
you could have taken one extra kayak just for some liquid.
Right, yeah, exactly. We could have and should have done a lot of things we didn't do. But
dude, anyway. We've all been on trips like that, so it takes a big man to admit it.
Well, it was the drink I didn't want to take, but I did anyway.
In the next segment, let me tell you what. We got a guy named John O'Connor coming in here from Long Road Distillers, the newest, biggest splash in West Michigan. In the spirit world, it's the biggest thing in the U.S. right now because this guy's winning awards all around the country. So there's a splash you're going to want to make.
Yeah, stick with us. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.
Satisfaction's been ours. serving sportsmen.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Hey, if you're just tuning in, thank you, because you missed the embarrassing story I just shared with everybody. But right now, we're going to have a little bit of fun. Barbecue Bob, you kind of did a little reach out here in locally to what is going to be one of our fondest friends here.
Our new best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a funny thing here is every time I've gone by this place, it's been in the morning. You know, and it's not open, and I've stopped there, tried to get in, knocked on the back door. I know you guys are in there, yeah. But I wanted to have him on the show. So one night after cruising, prowling around the neighborhood, I ended up darkening the doorstep, and I discovered something. This place is a treasure. So right now in studio with us is John O'Connor, one of the founding partners of Long Road Distillers. And welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So well, you don't know how glad we are that you're here. So
he's used to hearing that, Jop. You got to do better.
Right, yeah, right. Broken record. But anyway, John, so give us a little bit of the backstory. Why a distillery? Everybody in the world is doing breweries now, and you choose to go with the spirits rather than the brews.
I think you just answered your own question.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, well, look, my business partner Kyle and I, we're big fans of craft beer. We love what the craft beer scene is here in Grand Rapids. And, you know, we're friends with a lot of guys in the industry. And, you know, the great spirits, they've set the bar so high for what good alcoholic beverages should be in Grand Rapids. And we just thought, man, we love whiskey. We love cocktails. And nobody was doing it. And so we just got this idea, man. We got all the access to all these great ingredients. We get almost everything we put into our spirits within Kent County here, within about 30 miles of the distillery. We got all this great fruit on the Fruit Ridge, and heck, we should make spirits from that stuff right here in Grand Rapids. And so we got after it.
So you brought four of them with you. And, you know, if you don't like spirits, time to tune out, because we're going to go down a road right now that you're going to learn some things, because we've been talking between segments, and I've learned a lot already.
Now, why you got to go all Snoop Dogg on
right, everybody? Right, yeah, but let's start with what we have in the shot glass right now. What do we got here?
Well, this is our second whiskey release. We've got a lot of different whiskeys in barrel right now. I think we have 8 or 9 different whiskey blends in barrel. We've done them all in 30-gallon barrels, so they age just a bit quicker. Kind of an experimental, kind of see what we like, see what we don't like before we make a significant investment in big barrel whiskey. The wheat whiskey we're extremely proud of. It's 100% red winter wheat. We get the winter wheat from Denny Heffern's farm out in Belding. And it's a really approachable whiskey, super smooth, lots of butterscotch, toffee, caramel flavors, just a really easy drinking whiskey. Kyle, my business partner, kind of coined the term a session whiskey, not because it's low in proof, but because it's really easy to drink.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It is smooth. And that's the thing. How do you
incredibly
get this so smooth?
Smooth.
How
that's,
do you get this so
that's
smooth?
Beautiful.
Well, for us, it's all our processes and procedures, our high quality distillation equipment. And we get great grain from Denny and from Pilot Malt House. We have two world-class stills in our distillery. The whiskey here is distilled on our Vendome pot still. Vendomes are made in Louisville, Kentucky. They're the number one. In our opinion, they're the best whiskey still maker in the world. You've had any brown spirit of note that's made in the United States, it's most likely made on a Vendome.
So you're going to be coming up with some bourbon.
Oh, yeah. We have 4 different bourbon mashes in barrel right now.
What's the difference in this and bourbon?
So most whiskeys, when you classify it as a grain, so if you say it's a wheat whiskey, it has to be at least 51% wheat. If you say it's a rye whiskey, it has to be at least 51% rye. Bourbon has to be at least 51% corn, has to be aged in a charred white American oak barrel, and has to be made in the United States of America. The state of Kentucky would like you to believe that it can only be made in Kentucky, but yeah, really it can only be it has to be made in the United States.
They must be singing the blues since that rule was changed. Yeah. They had a lock on it.
Yeah, so John, we've in all these liquors, I'm sure there's derivatives, but we've had a lot of brewers on the show, and they've told us the basic fundamentals on how to brew beer.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do the same with your liquors? That process looks like? I mean, 5,000-foot flyover, but...
Yeah, so we are essentially 70% a brewery, so we make a very simple beer. We call it a distiller's beer. So it's a 1-4 grain mix, mashed, milled, fermented. It ends up being about 5-8% alcohol. That's where all the alcohol is made at Long Road, is in fermentation. And when we're done with that distiller's beer, we put it into one of our stills. We do a first pass distillation. So by heating up that beer, the ethanol or the alcohol will evaporate off at a boiling point that's lower than water and allows us to recondense that and capture it. We then do a couple different distillations depending on what product we're making. If we're making whiskey, we distill it to less than 160 proof. If we're making vodka, we distill it up to 95% alcohol.
So the alcohol is actually coming off in steam.
Yep, we heat it up.
That's why you see stills with a little tube and,
yep, the condenser.
It's dripping out because it's condensing out.
Yep, takes that alcohol vapor and recondenses it into a liquid.
And you can make one of these at home, I think.
I think I'd just rather let him make my liquor and enjoy it because he's obviously really good at it.
I don't know. I saw a Shiner's episode. Yeah. I'm going to build one.
Yeah. Okay, Jethro.
Just don't let Uncle Sam find out.
Yeah. So anyway, in a nutshell, that's it.
Yep. And so we're really proud. One of the things that we hang our hat on, the reason we're called Long Road Distillers is our commitment to doing things the right way. We're one of just a handful of distilleries in the Midwest that makes every single product from grain. Our motto is we don't source spirits, we source ingredients. And that's the way we're committed to do things.
That's a really big variance right there, because there's a lot of people selling spirits, and they say they're a local company, but it's really some giant distiller somewhere making them from unknown grades and qualities that, I mean, turn out a decent product, but it's not really built by them.
No, and that's, you know, there's variations of people doing. I mean, some people just buy stuff and bottle it. Some people, you know, make some of their products and then don't make all their products. For us, we're going to put our name on the bottle. We're gonna take it from whole grain.
That's awesome.
Let me take this just one step further, because there's a part of this I don't understand. If this alcohol comes off and you recapture it, mm-hmm. and what gives it the flavor? I mean, that's a vapor. Is the flavor in that stuff you're catching?
Yeah, so a lot of the flavor comes for vodka, for example, comes from the grain. For gin or aquavit, those come from the redistillation of that vodka with different botanicals to flavor it. For whiskey, a lot of it comes from the grain, but then you pick up a lot of flavor from the barrel which it's aged in. So as that alcohol interacts with the barrel fibers, you pick up a lot of vanillins and tannins and ligands and these other things that are, and wood sugars that are captured in those wood fibers and are released back into the distillate.
Okay, now, he said aquavit, and we got to close this out with Aqualung, Brian. It's only a fitting thing here. Let's try some of this aquavit, because I'm Swedish and Finnish, and this is a Scandinavian thing, and I have never heard of it before. It's not a big thing in our culture, in the American side of the Finlanders and Swedes. I mean, they didn't bring this with them. So I think it's really cool that, an Irish guy.
I'm an Irish guy.
Okay. Has to tell me about it. And it's just an incredible product.
Yeah. So aquavit is a traditional Scandinavian spirit made in a similar way to gin. It's kind of the Scandinavian cousin to gin. So it's a botanical-based spirit. Only no juniper like gin. It's caraway and dill flavors. We're the first company to make one in Michigan. We're one of just, I think, 12 or 13 in
the United States
that make one. And we've sent it to a ton of different international spirits competitions. We've won almost every one in our category and have got best in show, tied with some $200 bottles of scotch and a couple other ones.
It's called Aquavit, AQVAVIT.
Yep, and aquavitae is Latin for water of life.
Really?
Well, there you go.
I think we know about everything now, Jubby.
Yeah, this was different than the water I was in this last weekend, but I'm liking this better.
Italian, yeah. Swedish,
right.
Vodka.
So these spirits that you're making, they're so good straight up,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that it would seem a shame,
yes.
to put this in a cocktail. I'm pulling this up to my nose right now. The caraway and the dill, it's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, long before I even taste it, it's just right there.
You could add this to a little bit of a finishing glaze, you know, if you wanted to do some fish.
I'm thinking fish.
We love it with fish. Yeah. So we do a smoked salmon appetizer with it, mm-hmm. or cured salmon appetizer with
yeah.
it. You know, it's a very traditional to use juniper on a lot of to flavor a lot of meats in Scandinavian countries too. So
I wonder how you'd do a martini in this.
Onions, multiple maybe? Times. It's just onions.
Dry vermouth and
twist of lime.
Yeah. Very cool.
We also use it. It's great in a Bloody Mary for you guys that like to barbecue in the morning after a long night. We did get West Michigan's best Bloody Mary by the M Life poll a few weeks back, and it makes the best Bloody Mary you ever had in your life.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Aquavit.
And again, just baby's butt smooth. I mean, there is zero bite. What proof is this?
That's at 90.
Oh, is that all?
We do most everything at least 90 or higher. Our vodka's at 80, but everything else is 90 or higher because we like things to be bold, and that's where you get lots of flavor packed in there.
Wait till you taste the gin.
Yeah, I will. Maybe that's in the next segment. We're getting to hang around.
You might have to stay over.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I want to get two segments out of
this. Yeah, who wanted to talk about prepping for a party anyway? I mean, that's boring.
We're doing it, dude. We're doing it.
It's getting warmed up, guys.
Standard prep for us. So it's called Long Road Distillery. It's on Leonard Street in Grand Rapids, just west of 131. And it's right next to the Mitten Brewery on the corner across from Two Scots. It's going to be that's like the Bermuda Triangle now. Because you start bouncing around those three establishments, you're going to be fat and happy.
Right. Exactly. Big time. Just put a Snap Fitness on the other corner, all for you.
No, brother. You need a hotel on the other corner. You're not going to want to leave.
Yeah. This is it. Hey, John, can you stick around? We got a couple more things we want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
In the next segment. But we'll cover a few things as well for your summer barbecue. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. There's more drinking to come.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to TheGrillinGuys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's TheGrillinGuys.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you've missed the first two segments, now's the time to sit up in bed and take a listen to this, because we have found a cool new joint in West Michigan. Probably not that new. New to the Grilling Guys. It's called Long Road Distillers, and the founder and partner, John O'Connor, is with us here in the studio. We asked him to stay over another segment because he brought four different liquors, and we'd only tried two. So
it really gets us, we're mooches, it gets us a free drink.
Right, exactly. So
no, here's the truth of it is, what Jop and I love to do is discover businesses. I think we're entrepreneurs, and we've both owned multiple businesses, and it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. I've been in your establishment. I was in there a month ago, and I was shocked at how cool it was inside your retail location and how far you guys had come in a year. So hats off to you. That's I mean, I'm in awe of anybody that can pull that off, honestly.
Well, thank you very much. It was taking a 130-year-old building and turning it into to what it is today was a pretty difficult effort. So.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. What is it today? If somebody's going to Long Road, what are they going to find when they walk in the door?
Well, we have an 8,000 square foot building. We're right next to the Mitten Brewing Company, and we took a building used to be owned by the Sevens family. It's not Sevens Paint. It was the brother to the guy that founded Sevens Paint.
No kidding.
Cornelius was
nice.
His name. And it was a dry goods store. It had been a bunch of weird things over the years, and we took this kind of
a lot of history in those old buildings.
Oh, a lot. There was a Harley dealer cool in the 60s and the 70s. I think most recently, before we bought it, it might have been a front for a money laundering operation. but we took this tired old building and turned it into something special. We put two big, beautiful stills in there, all on display right behind glass so the public can see it. We're fully transparent about what we do. We want people to come, to tour, to taste, to see what we do, to ask questions, to learn about what goes into making good spirits. And then on the other side of the glass, that was our tasting room. We have an 80-seat cocktail bar. When we started this, we wanted to make world-class spirits, and we wanted to have the best cocktail bar in West
Okay,
Michigan.
Time out. Now, see, we promote microbrews all the time, and right. One of the complaints I hear from guys all the time is, my wife doesn't really like beer. So it's time to pay her back and bring her in for something nice that she likes, something that fits her palate. You're not making rum yet, are you?
Nope. We might not make rum. We're going to make we're working on developing another spirit. You can only make rum from sugarcane, and not a lot of sugarcane fields here in West Michigan.
So no.
We're working on a few other things to maybe.
Well, there's a commitment, though. I mean, check that out. He wants all local ingredients, as he mentioned earlier, and if we can't source it local, we'll make something else.
Yeah, but just think about how many times you've had friends, you want to go to a microbrewery, and some of the people are just like, you know, I'm a whiskey guy, or I'm a vodka person, or I'm a gin head, you
right. know? And there we got cocktails for everybody. I guarantee you come down, you bring your wife, your partner down there, and we're gonna have something on the menu you like.
And you're serving only the stuff you make.
Yeah, we're a manufacturer of spirits, so that requires that we can only serve things that we produce. We also have a winemaker's license, not because I want to be a winemaker, but because you want a good martini, you need a little vermouth in it. So I gotta have some wine to craft my own vermouth with.
And guess who they work with?
Yeah.
Your good friends at Fen Valley there.
There you go.
Surprise.
It's a circle.
Right, yeah.
what are we tasting right here?
Here we got a little gin. This is our 6 botanical gin. So we use 100% red winter wheat base, then redistill it with our different botanicals. We use juniper. All gin has to have juniper. Coriander, cardamom, pink peppercorns, grains of paradise, and then we actually use fresh lemon peel. So a lot of gins will use dried.
What are grains of paradise?
It's a traditional brewing spice. It's sort of peppery. It also has a little bit of blueberry notes that come out of it when you do a distillation of it.
So it's always so cool when we get these guys in here that really
know
their craft.
Yeah, you don't know what goes into this stuff.
They can discern these flavor hints that are in there that none of us would ever know until he tells you.
And everybody like, thinks of right, juniper when they think of gin. And it's like, oh, there's juniper berries in there.
Yeah, it tastes like drinking a pine tree. I don't want to drink that, right?
Well, and we don't use any bittering roots in our gin either. So a lot of gins have these angelica or orris root in it, which accentuates the kind of astringent pine flavors. We don't use those bittering roots, so it lets the juniper kind of have woods and cedar notes. And we actually hand, we fresh peel lemons. Last time we did a lemon fraction, we did 120 pounds of lemons we hand peeled.
Okay, he just took his first drink of that gin. I want his take on that.
Speechless, man. It's fabulous.
Is that smooth?
Well, everything so far is just like really smooth.
It's almost like milky or something. I mean, it doesn't have that sandy, gritty bitterness to it, and it's because you don't put bitters in it, I think.
No bittering roots. It lets the more woodsy notes and the citrus
flavors. I think you're putting
home.
A lubricant in there is what you're doing.
It'll lube you up at 90 proof, brother. You'll be lubed.
I think there's some Pennzoil in this stuff right here.
Yeah. Wow. Very good. So traditional gin and tonic?
Gin martinis? Yeah, gin martinis is a great mixing gin. It's a great, people for a long time asked me what my favorite cocktail was. I said I like to drink the gin neat. But you come down to Long Road, though, we do some fun stuff with cocktails, too. We actually have gin and tonic on draft. So we take our gin, we make
a keg of gin and tonics.
Yep. And so it comes off the draft line just like a beer pour. So it'll be the best gin and tonic you ever had with our own proprietary tonic syrup that we created.
I think it'd be a shame to put tonic in this.
Yeah. I think on a hot day like today, it'd be a great thing to do.
Or maybe a little lemonade.
Big old tall tumbler of ice. Mm-hmm. Put that in there with a big squeeze of lime. You probably don't even need the lime, but oh, man. This is cool stuff, John. Very unique. Very cool.
And you've got four different spirits.
Right now, I brought four with me today. We have about, I think, that we've created so far is about 13 spirits we've labeled and packaged.
No kidding.
We have five in distribution currently throughout the state of Michigan, so any retail.
So what's the other one?
Vodka, gin, aquavit, wheat whiskey, and Wendy peppercorn, which is the world's first pink peppercorn flavored vodka. It's 101 proof, super fun.
Wow.
It's floral, spicy, kind of berry-like.
And you can pick this stuff up at any of the major supermarkets. You mentioned Meijer, your local liquor stores like Siciliano's.
Yep. All the local restaurant groups. The law says I can't tell you where I'm at, but you can ask around. We have a Spirits Finder on our Facebook page.
I know for a fact that if you go down and see Steve Siciliano, he's going to hook you up with these guys because Siciliano's has everything good.
Yes.
So just go to Siciliano's. It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
And then hit Sobeys when you're done. Grab some steaks. Day's done.
Yeah.
Your weekend's complete.
Yeah.
Get in the kayak and go for a cruise then, right?
Yeah. Ooh. Dude. Whoa.
Ouch.
Oh.
That kayak just went right over my back. Yeah.
Oh, hey, let's get everybody prepped for feeding a summer party job.
Okay.
I think one of the first things you got to do when you're getting a summer party going, other than going down to Long Road, is get an accurate count of how many people you got coming, because that's going to have a lot to do with how you prep, because buying the right stuff, getting the right quantities is a big deal.
You know what? Last night, Michelle says, hey, Jop, we're going up north Saturday to a party on a lake.
And I'm we're like, already at that phase in the relationship?
Right, yeah.
She's telling you?
Yeah, exactly. So she tells me, and she goes, and they want you to cook. Freaking surprise, right?
And her family reunion?
Yeah, no, it's just a bunch of friends. But she goes, I said, well, how many people are going to be there? She's like, well, how do I know? And I said, well, if I'm cooking for them, I got to know, right?
No,
I'm not going to bring up 8 burgers and feed 30 people. I'm not going to bring up 30 burgers and have a bunch of them left over.
You can't have 2 fish and a loaf of bread.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So big point.
Yeah. The other thing is storage equipment. When you're having a group over, you're always going to have like a surge of food, and you got to keep those temperatures down. This time of year, I mean, we're outside in the backyard all the time playing volleyball or at the pool. I only have a little fridge in the pool house.
Right.
So you got to have coolers, and I recommend the 5-day coolers because that ice just goes so quickly. And what you don't want to take a chance on is a temperature rise above the safety zone, right? 41 degrees, we want to keep everything below that. The other thing is, it might sound a little weird, but having some nice safety gloves, having some food prep gloves, here's one thing. You can take them off instead of washing your hands a million times and chuck them.
Right.
The other thing is, when people see you handling the food with gloves on, they feel good about the food.
They absolutely do. And you can go to Gordon Food Service, for example.
Go to Meijer.
You can buy a box, 100 of them, for $4.
You can go to Meijer and get the nitrile gloves right in the pharmacy department.
Yep.
The other thing you really have to have, is a thermopen.
Right. Right. We just keep pushing that, but temperature monitoring and
that's
temperature control
deal.
Is a big deal.
You don't know if you're safe or unsafe without a good, accurate read.
Right.
ThermoPen's the only way to go. American company, right out of Utah. Do it.
Right.
We got all kinds of stuff coming up, but we're going to hit sliders, brats, all the stuff for a party coming up. And
John O'Connor, Long Road Distillery. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Give a shout out. What's your address and website?
537 Leonard Street Northwest, just a few blocks west of 131, longroaddistillers.com. Get us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those good things.
Longroaddistillers.com. Yeah. All you need to know.
Fabulous. Don't miss that one, guys. You want to go check this place out. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's sliders, butts, and all done right in your loin when we get back.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City, USA.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, great score on John O'Connor from Long Road Distillers, man. That guy makes some great spirits, and if you get a chance to get down there on Leonard Street in Grand Rapids, check him out, Long Road Distillers.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Fabulous guy.
Those guys are doing some incredible work.
Yeah. Really good. In a lot of ways.
You know,
really
the funny thing is I've always been a beer guy. Up until just, I don't know, the last few years. I mean, I guess years ago I used to like martinis. I got back into martinis recently, but never really been much of a spirits guy. That would change your mind right there. That'll absolutely.
Incredibly smooth and just wonderful notes of different, that caraway and dill.
In the aquavit.
In that aquavit, you can just, it's in your nose before you ever take a sip of it, and then it just like confirms it.
Well, if you pour the glass too fast, it will be in your nose. I think that's why a lot of people don't like spirits, is so many of them have this harsh approach when you take a sip that it's like it bites you.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, it's smooth.
Yeah, and it was at room temperature. I mean, you put that a little bit colder, yeah, and it's even going to be more smooth. Yeah,
crazy good.
Crazy good. Want to talk a little bit about barbecue?
Let's do a summer party. You know, how do you prep for a summer party? Okay, you got the Long Road taken care of,
right?
And that's a really good idea for a summer party. But how about, what do you bring? You know, I just think about, I do so many big groups anymore. We have a big family, and we have a lot of people over, and it just seems like more and more there's all these events where the more you do grilling, and any people listening to the show are avid grillers, and they're, you know, very often they're tapped to take care of some of the grilling. So how do you prep? How do you figure out what you're going to serve to a bunch of people?
Well, there's a couple factors. What time are you going to be serving it? Is it as lunch or is it a dinner? Usually get a little heavier at dinner than you are at lunch. As far as the food, more proteins, heavier dishes. But also, how much time do you want to spend doing this? Because are you a servant to the party or are you part of the party?
And see, I've taken a turn on that now after getting to know somebody from Italy fairly well and hearing how they do their meals over there. I've started going heavier on my bigger meals in the middle of the day. And like at night, I just do light stuff. So I think sometimes, especially for a party, you're going to do your bigger feeding at 2-3 o'clock. You know, if you're having a like a pool party or right. a backyard party barbecue, you're going to very often seems like 2 or 3 o'clock tends to be the big feeding time for one reason or another. Everybody mm-hmm. shows up at one, so that's going to be your big long haul feast. What are you going to throw down? We always talk about butts and briskets, and forget all that stuff because that's a no brainer. If you know how to do that, it's just fine. But how about something in bulk that you can do on the spot?
You know, the one thing that I've always enjoyed that if you've got a smoker out there is to put the chicken wings on because they'll hold for an extra hour or two at a low temperature. It takes an hour and a half, 2 hours to get them done. But they'll hold if you're keeping that temperature around 2 to 220.
But here's the deal. Most people, I'm pretty sure, don't.
Have smokers?
I think most people have a grill. If
you're
they're
right.
lucky.
You're right.
So how do you help somebody out on a grill? I think something that you can do that you can grill quickly and that you can make up in advance and just bang through it is kind of the key. So I think of sliders. I think of skewered stuff. I did something really, really cool for skewers this week. I did shrimp and asparagus skewers.
How do you skewer asparagus? I mean, literally, how did you
yeah,
do it?
You just cut them up into like thirds and use the stalks and the heads and you run the skewer right through it. It goes through beautifully, especially metal skewers, something real skinny and that won't give you slivers. But you marinate the asparagus and the shrimp in, like I used garlic EVO, mm-hmm. lemon, pepper, and sea salt. That's all there was to it and really simple. Garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company, and did them all for about an hour or so in the fridge.
And lemon was like the juice of a lemon?
Yeah, just okay. squeezed a bunch of lemon in there.
I didn't know if you said lemon pepper or lemon.
Fantastic. Yeah. No, garlic oil, lemon, pepper, and sea salt. And I'm telling you, dude, it looked cool because the asparagus are in between the shrimp. So uh-huh. it gives you a green and a yellow.
Right.
So it's something kind of colorful. You could do red peppers in there, too, if you wanted to, and really make it nice.
Yeah.
But this was, and here's the deal. Asparagus and shrimp, very low calorie.
Sure.
So you're giving somebody a really nice skewer, and each skewer's got like 130 calories to it.
Well, and everybody likes shrimp. Not everybody likes asparagus, but most people do. But everybody likes shrimp, it seems. So that's a great one. You're going to be popular with everybody there.
You know what I've found is that people that think they don't like asparagus, when they eat it grilled, they love it.
Yeah, it does change the profile
of it. So it's very cool for a skewer. That's something you can do fast. Something else you can do are country ribs.
What are those?
It's really, your butcher makes them for you. It's really a pork shoulder that they slice into strips, but it's very inexpensive. You can do a lot of people. If you want to pre-bake some of them before you get there so that you get your seasoning on them and you bake them for a couple hours and reduce the fats and tender them up, when you get there, you can throw them on the grill them up, and then finish them off with some barbecue sauce. People love them. I mean, they're fantastic. Great protein. You've reduced the fat. And it tastes like a rib. I mean, it's really, really good meat.
But boneless.
Cheap.
Right.
Very cheap.
Right. You're looking at less than $1.50 a pound
yeah.
usually for pork shoulder.
Yeah.
Now, if you bought a whole shoulder, could you cut them up yourself?
Or why bother?
Yeah. Just let them get
you
them
You just
the
cut
butcher.
Country ribs from your local butcher, and they come out really nicely. Another thing that's very cool to do that people sometimes overlook is cooler corn. You just boil a big 3 or 4 gallon pot of water. You get a big cooler. You strip all your corn down. You throw it in the cooler, and you pour that boiling hot water in the cooler. You shut the lid for 30 minutes. You're done making your corn. You're not throwing a bunch in a pot. You have a bunch in a cooler. The lid's shut. it cooks it right in the cooler. And then you're literally just pulling the corn on the cob right out of the cooler.
So it's shucked already. I mean, it's not in the husks, but you've taken it off and you're just putting it in there. What a great way, because I would imagine that stays hot in there too. So
it does.
You're serving over an hour or so,
it does.
It'll keep all that corn
and
hot.
It's really hard to put cobs of corn in a pot and boil it, other than maybe 7 or 8 of them.
Right. Some people like to grill that, but the husks catch on fire. I mean, if you soak them in water, they're a little better.
It takes forever,
and then
it's
the mess.
It eats up all your grill space.
Right, and it's the mess. Yep. Once you serve one to somebody, they're pulling a thing and trying to get the corn soaked off.
And it's fun.
That's
okay. That's cool, too. But I'm talking about feeding a party, a big group.
Right.
So cooler corn, I think, is a really good one. And then if you're going to do burgers, steaks, things like that, you know, toppings, barbecue sauce, pesto sauce, horseradish cream sauce, or like a chimichurri is really great to put on your meat. So when you grill up a bunch and put it on a plate, you have something to top it off with.
Meat with sauce. That's man food. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Real man's going to go down the long road. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in Lower Michigan, and a pretty good barbecue, too.
Yes, sir.
Today's Man Law, under no circumstances may two non-related men share a bed or anything which can be perceived as a mattress, period.
I'm in agreement on that one.
I don't want to hear any tranny talk.
Nope.
Okay. So, dude, we've got a couple events coming up. Tales of Wagon Acres Hunting Preserve is
doing
their... Oh, my
favorite event we do.
Yeah,
my
and I'm going to be gone that weekend, so
well,
you're going to have to
go
solo. Veterans Serving Veterans, the 11th Annual Disabled Vet Hunt, and they're including law enforcement now, too. It's the 11th Annual, and the date for this upcoming event is September 23rd through September 27th. They're actually running it for like 5 days. Like a Thursday through a Monday or Tuesday. So September 23 through 27, it's up in Marion, Michigan. Go to preservehunt.com and check them out, because it's really cool. If you're a veteran, they're going to take you bird hunting. If you're a disabled vet especially, they're going to take you hunting.
Yeah, same thing, Bob. Sobey Meats, our friends over there, are doing a Christmas in July next Saturday, 1 week from today, where they're going to be raising money for the Grand Rapids Home for Veterans. We'll be covering that next week.
But yeah.
You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. We got one more little tidbit for you, a little bit of volume on the grill. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, Bob, we were talking about grilling for a bunch of people and some tips and techniques that we might use to basically prepare a lot of food but have it ready at a lot at the same time. And I know that it wasn't too long ago you did a big barbecue for the church where you had a couple hundred guys that you had to feed in a course of about 20 or 30 minutes.
Right.
And what you did is you took big chunks of meat and cooked it and then cut it into little chunks of meat and browned it. Break that down.
And you know what? And it's something that somebody does really well is Chase Creek Smokehouse. They smoke a whole ribeye loin. They smoke a whole rib loin. And then they cut the steaks off and grill them to your perfection, to your doneness. So they smoke them to like 110 or something, and then they grill them up to 135 to 145, 50, whatever you want to bring it to. But you know, if you're doing 20 or 30 people in your backyard, it's pretty tough on a little grill. But if you go down and buy yourself a nice tenderloin or some pork loin or whatever section of meat you want and you get the whole long strip, you can grill the entire strip. You just really want to take some time and trim that piece up and then rub it down with oil and put your spices on it and throw it in the refrigerator overnight. Let that thing dry marinate, wrapped in plastic, overnight. Get your grill to whatever temperature you're going to want, a medium to medium-lower heat. You're not going to want to do this fast because it's really dense, right?
Right.
And you'll char it up on the outside. And then you grill it up really nice, and the end pieces are going to get well. The center is going to be medium rare. Everyone will be happy.
So, Bob, if I wanted to go to this party on Saturday night, if I wanted to grill a whole pork loin, smoke it, right, pardon me, if I want to put that in the smoker and bring it up to that 110, so it's got some smoke on it and it's partially cooked, can I package it up and take it up there and 4 hours later cut those steaks off?
No.
Exactly.
No, because you're going to be in the danger zone.
Right.
So, I mean, unless you can chill it quickly, you're playing with danger. You're going to have a salmonella problem. So what I'm talking about is bringing it up to temperature at your party. Bringing it right up to, if it's beef, 135, if it's pork, 145, and then serving it.
Right. Okay. So it's not a make ahead. That's not a make ahead.
No.
That whole chunk of meat.
No.
You want to get it up to a temperature.
You
then
can
cut them
marinate
off
it in advance and wrap it in plastic, throw it in your cooler, have it ready to roll.
Yep.
But no, you don't want to play around with that.
Yeah, that makes a bunch of sense. Now, what about, you know, the one part of my grill that I use the least, but every time I use it, I really enjoy it, is the rotisserie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a machine. If you don't know what it is, it's a skewer and it's got a motor on one end and your meat rolls. So
second most underutilized piece of equipment on a grill, second only to the side burner.
Yeah, exactly. But the rotisserie, it creates a little bit of a self-basting mechanism as the meat rolls over the heat. Sometimes there's a back burner on some grills. Most of the time it's just the lower burner.
Yep.
But a thing is rolling and it's constantly basting itself.
Yep.
You can glaze
it. You can keep hitting it with a brush.
Right. Squirt it with a little juice or whatever you want to do. But hey, you know, it's the summertime. Get out in your backyard. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. If you've got questions or concerns about any of your grilling, you can hit thegrillingguys.com because there's tons of recipes, techniques, and equipment there.
That's right. Don't forget to hit us on Facebook/thegrillingguys. You can check out Operation GI Barbecue at gibbq.com. We're feeding the troops. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Thanks for joining us.